A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, as BB and Bumbabrit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say. We're calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, all the art lovers out there, our entry is open in the National Capital Art Prize. Renowned Queensland artist David Hincliffe hails new contest. Now, entry is open today, it opened on 30 March. An inaugural National Capital Art Prize, which offers a prize of pool of $45,000 across one of the broadest criteria ever offered in Australian art. And we're going to catch up with Yana, the director and founder of the National Capital Art Prize, Mr. Bob Stevens on the line. Bob, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
So talking about painting a beautiful picture, they're a great opportunity for artists to throw their hat in the ring, so to speak.
Absolutely. And artists from all over Australia. And I'm excited about this prize because we've made it different, that everybody can have a go at it, and any medium, and I'm encouraging as many people as possible to have a look at doing works for it, because I'm really, really excited about it.
So we're talking all ages, open to anybody?
Well, there's a student prize and an adult's prize. So the student essentially would be someone probably under 18, and then adults would be, and we're open to people. Let us know if they're a student at 22, that's not a problem. So okay. It's just a matter of just identifying on the entry form.
Fantastic. And what about the art itself? Are we talking sculptures, or are we talking painting, or explain that, please?
Trevor, we're talking paintings this year. We hope next year to go into sculptures and things like that. But this year, essentially, it's paintings in any medium on any surface.
Okay, fantastic. And I mentioned a prize, a pool prize of $45,000. Explain the layout of that, please.
Right, the layout that is, we have three main prizes. There's the open prize, the First Nations prize, and they're two prizes of $15,000. Mm-hmm. And then there's a landscape prize of $5,000 and a student prize of $2,500.
All right, fantastic. And look, it could open up doors for potential artists into a career path, can't it?
Absolutely. And this is the whole object of what we're doing here, is that we wanted to give as many people a chance as possible to display their works and have their works recognised in what is truly a national competition. We've had entries already from the Northern Territory, from Western Australia, which I'm really excited about. So it's a great opportunity and there's so much wonderful art out there in the bush.
Yes.
And some very, very clever artists.
Exactly. Now, how do people put in the application?
Trevor, they go online to the National Capital Art Prize, and everything is there online, and they enter online. We do the initial judging from the entries online, and then we bring the finalists or call the finalists' work to Canberra, cool, where we have several panels of judges. There's a separate panel for the First Nations, there's a separate panel for the Open, and there's a separate panel for the Landscape Prize, and people can put up to four entries in.
Oh. They can, each individual can put up to four entries in?
Oh, absolutely. And they can do it either all in the one section, or they could enter in the Open, First Nations and the Land. So that's why we've made it so different. It gives people a real chance to show their talent.
Well, a real chance, of course, because you can look at four different angles of a person's mind or art ability. And it's virtually having four irons in the fire, yeah?
Oh, Trevor, absolutely. Yeah, no, that's what it was designed to do, because you've got, some great artists, both Indigenous, non-Indigenous or whatever, all with different areas of expertise, and this gives them the opportunity, particularly the Indigenous section of it, because they can enter in any section they like.
Yes, yes.
Which just encourages it, makes it more encouraging.
So you've been the director and founder of the National Capital Art Prize, Mr. Bob Stevens. How long has this fantastic opportunity been open for?
Well, it opened the other day. This is our inaugural year.
So okay.
The first year of it. I've been in the art industry for well over 20 years, so I've got a fair idea of what's
bit of meat on the bone there.
Absolutely right. Yes, indeed.
Good.
Yes,
fantastic.
Indeed. Yeah.
So look, it's a great opportunity. So when does the applicants when does it close off regarding applications?
Well, it opened yesterday or the day before, and it finishes on the 1st of July. So there's plenty of time for people to create works and get them online to us.
Good, fantastic. I think it's a great concept. Give our artists out there in this country an opportunity to look at this as a career path. And doors can open up, can't it, Bob?
Oh, Trevor, absolutely, and particularly being a national prize, because it's getting exposure all around Australia. So that's what makes it quite unique.
Yeah, thank you. Great sharing with you, and all the best, Bob. And we'll be keeping an eye on that, and we'll promote it big time through our First Nation radio station on this program, National Talk Black. Thank you.
Yeah, Trevor, thank you so much. It's wonderful talking to you.
Take care, Bob. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Adele Yan there with Mr. Bob Stevens, director and founder of the National Capital Art Prize. And look, thumbs are up. The doors are open in regard to entries open in the National Capital Art Prize. And the prize is up to $45,000. It could open up pathways for yourself as an artist. And you've got an opportunity to put in four different art pieces. So there you go. So do check out all the W's National Capital Art Prize, one word. .com.au. Check out for the application, fill it in, and then start working on your beautiful art pieces. And that's open till about July 1, I believe it is. So there it is. Check it out, and keep us informed on how you're traveling. And any questions you may have, give us a call, 1-800-422-416.
said, stand up.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbleboot Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your saber calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, now there's a new circulating coin commemorates Indigenous military personnel. We're going to speak to the beautiful sister who became the artist in regard to this new coin, and that's the one and only Shanae Sutton on the line. My sister, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. First of all, sister, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
My mob's Kalkanoon mob from Mount Isa, yes. But I currently live in Bundaberg, Queensland, which is Terrabalang and Garang country.
Fantastic. Look, congratulations. You've been the artist for the new coin, which commemorates Indigenous military personnel. So let's talk about how that came about in regard to you becoming the artist and the work that you did. Describe the work on the coin there, please, sister.
Yeah, sure. The artwork represents Indigenous military service and the contributions that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander men and women have made in defending our country.
Yes.
In the centre of the coin, there's a black handprint, and that represents Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander personnel, as well as over 65,000 years of culture and history. Around that handprint, there's three rows of dots. And that's in the colours of the Defence Forces Tri-Service Flag, and that represents the Army, Navy and Air Force. And then around the handprint and dots is a rainbow serpent. And in the rainbow serpent, there's Indigenous and military symbols, and it pretty much represents the personnel's journey from being home on their country to defending Australia and then coming back home to the community after that. I've been really lucky along the way. I ended up getting the coin gig because I was artist in residence at the Commonwealth Games back in 2018.
And you did artwork there, didn't you, for the mascot?
Yeah, I did. And I was also painting with the athletes and the volunteers as well. So it was there that I met some of the staff from the Royal Australian Mint, and they loved the artwork, so they wanted me to exhibit the painting at the Mint later on that year, which the artwork actually included the medals, which is why they loved it so much, because they created and designed the medals. And then after that led to the discussion about the coin. I have also worked with the Defence Force quite extensively too. I created pieces for the Department of Veterans Affairs, the Gender, Peace and Security Directorate, Norforce, and I designed a piece that was used for the Defence's Reconciliation Action Plan as well.
Look, and it's so fantastic that this has been acknowledged because if you look at First Nation people, they've served in, our people have served in every conflict and commitment involving Australian defence. So it's really fitting that this coin has come about, and congratulations being the artist in doing that. You're also the artist for the Indigenous All-Stars football jersey this year, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. So painted the design for the NRL Indigenous All-Stars jerseys up in Townsville, and that was an absolutely amazing game.
Yes, it was. So your work speaks for itself. You've got a beautiful reputation out there, my sister, and doing a fantastic job. So it sort of inspires other young First Nation artists, but also it speaks for our people, your art, in regard to our story, our storytelling. Yep.
Yeah, definitely. With my artwork as well, I'm a contemporary artist too, so I like to combine two worlds with my art. So
yes.
My traditional Aboriginal heritage and the bright, vibrant colours of modern Australia too. And I do a lot of pieces as well, which represent reconciliation too. So
exactly.
That's something that I'm extremely passionate about.
So how long have you been in business for, my sister?
I've been painting for just over 10 years now.
Okay.
Professionally. Yeah, I've always loved art ever since I was a little one. I used to hold drawing classes with my friends back in year one.
Yep.
Teach them how to draw like dragons and unicorns and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, I started painting professionally when I was about 13 years old. I entered an art competition and came first, and that's sort of what sparked my passion.
Fantastic. And do you have a name for your business?
Sinead Sutton Art.
Just straight up Sinead Sutton Art. So that's fantastic.
Remember.
Easy. Well, it is, and it speaks for the artist, which is you, my sister. So, look, congratulations. Where can people witness the coin?
Well, the coin's actually going into circulation 1st of April, and then they can get it in their loose change when they get a coffee.
So have a look at it. Have a look at your artwork.
huge honour. They had some uncirculated ones for sale as well, but they've all sold out, unfortunately, which is... great for me because it shows that there's been such a fantastic response, but
exactly.
Not so great for anyone who was after the uncirculated coins.
Too beautiful. Fantastic. Congratulations once again, my sister. Keep doing what you're doing. Look, you stay safe, stay strong, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks very much.
Bye, Sinead. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Adelie Yarn there with Sinead Sutton, Aboriginal artist and Kalkaroon woman. And she was the artist her work was put on the coin, the new circulating coin, which commemorates Indigenous military personnel. And First Nation people have served in every conflict and commitment involved in Australia Defence. So fantastic, and congratulations on the work that she's doing. Have your say, Yana Strong, into the conversation here on National Talk Black. That deadly number, 1-800-422-416.
Ever exchange. Don't be ashamed that at your name, Gorilla. Girl, am I in exchange? Don't be ashamed that at your name, Gorilla. Girl, am I in exchange? Gorilla, girl, what do you see? Gorilla, girl, looking at me. Gorilla, girl, what do you see? Gorilla, girl, looking at me. Gorilla, girl, what do you see? Gorilla, girl, looking at me. Gorilla, girl, what do you see? Gorilla, girl, looking at me. So is there a possibility for yes, yes, yes? You and me, we go and sip, yes, beneath that tree, and we can talk, yes, about those things, like those birds, the butterflies, and those bees, all those plants, flowers, and those trees. Sit down for hours, you and me, so we can talk about any little thing. So, gorilla, girl, what do you see? Gorilla, girl, looking at me. Gorilla, girl, what do you see? Gorilla, girl, looking at me. Gorilla, girl, what do you see? Gorilla, girl, looking at me. Gorilla, girl, what do you see?
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
I've been down and out, but I won't let it get to me. From the past and now the future that I'm visioning, and my position is to get the high standards. But the way that life is, I don't really understand it. But I know that I got something, so I keep going. Music's helped me a lot, and then I've reached those. I do music for my heart and for my people, and I reach for the top of my game. All I ever dreamt of doing is just rocking the stage. It's like I'm stuck in a maze, trying to find a way out of this stress and struggle. This song is for the brothers that are in the same position, feeling the anxiousness to obtain a vision. Instead of selling drugs, make a better decision. But we know it's always hard to put food in the kitchen. Mama, papa, bitchin', and every day is still the same. And this is the story of a warrior. And I say, I'm a warrior, warrior, warrior for life. 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 I'm a warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior, warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior, warrior. I've got my culture to hold. I've got my people. And I'll never deny who I am.
I'm a warrior for life.
When I walk this land, I've got my culture to hold. I've got my people to show. And I'll never deny who I am.
I'm a warrior for life.
When I walk this land. It's the way everyone treats each other these days. And all I ever seen is hate and betray. Will it go or will it stay? We all deal with it from day to day. What am I supposed to say? Another family fight that never feels right, even though that it might. Ain't family supposed to be tight when you come home at night, hoping that you can go right. Respect to my elders passed on, and to my elders still standing strong. I know with your guidance and nothing can go wrong. That's why I put my heart into this song, to let you know that your spirits will move on. I'm here to help the generations get the groove on. That's why we gotta stand strong, live as one, and have a little fun before the next generation has begun. I've got my culture to hold. I've got my people to show. And I'll never deny who I am.
I'm a warrior for life.
When I walk this land, I've got my culture to hold. I've got my people to show. And I'll never deny who I am.
I'm a warrior for life.
When I walk this land. Rhymes. Some of you my raps, young warriors, different from me black. Alice Springs where I'm from. Yeah, I'm from an off a country boy, got it going on. But I'm missing my homes, cause I'm running through the city lights, living a busy life. Trying to dump my dollar price, but you hear it sell it twice. I got a dream to make, selling tapes, can't wait. Doing shows in Costco, making videos. I put a damn prayer for the love of hip hop. Everybody get ready, cause the time for lift off. I split it kind of steady, so you know what's up. It's people on the record, getting down like raw. Some are keep going down a stick road. No matter what the distance is, then the time is slow. I'ma put my mind to move, to move some more. And I'ma keep my head up. I'm a warrior, warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior, warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior. I've got my culture to hold. I've got my people to show. And I'll never deny who I am.
I'm a warrior for life.
When I walk this land, I've got my culture to hold. I've got my culture to hold. I've got my people to show. And I'll never deny who I am. When I walk this land, I've got my culture to hold. I've got my
An old man sadly gazes out across the blue horizon. He can't stop the tears that falls from his eyes. He turns and faces towards town. He sees people nowhere bound. He wonders if they'll ever go home. The white cockatoos silhouetted against the rainstorm. He sees the lightning flash. He hears the thunder roll. From the west, and he said, raining on the rocks, I'm back. When the cold weather comes, in a windy ride, and you hear the cry of the Buddha.
Folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it like you stole it, son. Drive.
A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumber Group Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your Sabre call us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, the State of the Wet Tropics Report 2019-2020, released by the Wet Tropics Management Authority, outlines the latest research about what is happening now, what will occur in the future, and also what is needed to address it. A new report identifies climate change as the most significant threat to the rainforest of the wet tropics of Queensland, World Heritage Area, and that is already impacting parts of the region. Environment Minister Megan Scanlon said the Queensland government welcomes the report. We're going to catch up a yarn now with the chairperson of the Wet Tropics Management, Leslie Sheriffs, on the line. Very good morning, Leslie. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm very well, thank you, and thanks for the opportunity to talk about the State of the Wet Tropics Report.
Well, we're talking about Mother Nature. We're talking about one of the largest living things on planet Earth, the rainforest. So since the report, the State of the Wet Tropics Report, where are we sitting in regards to the future here and now and the importance of looking after and nurturing the beautiful rainforest?
Well, it's very important country, and I'll just acknowledge the rainforest Aboriginal people across the wet tropics whose country we're talking about today.
Yes.
But it is the world's oldest living rainforest with one of the world's oldest living cultures. So
yes,
it's pretty special on a global scale. And every year we do a report to both the Commonwealth Parliament and the Queensland Parliament about how the wet tropics is going. And this year we did one on creating our climate future. And I got to say that we all hear about what's happening with the reef, but we don't hear so much about what's happening with the rainforest.
Yes.
And climate change is affecting the rainforest right now.
And so since the report, how are we looking in regard today, now, and the future of the rainforest?
Well, we're seeing some things happening. I mean, you would have seen that there were some pretty big fires in other World Heritage properties last year.
Yes.
And we even had a small fire at Yeppoon National Park in the wet tropics. So fire is a big thing. So we're going to be looking at what we do with traditional burning.
Exactly.
How we protect the rainforest, because rainforest it's usually a natural barrier to burning. So we're already working with Fire Sticks and with Indigenous Land and Sea Ranger groups about mosaic burning and different ways of looking after to keep the fire out of the rainforest. But we're also seeing things like our species that occur nowhere else. They live in the mountaintops of the wet tropics, and they're moving more and more up the mountains, and they're running out of room.
Yes.
So we're doing a range of projects to try and connect up corridors and to build the resilience of the area. We've got some really good projects happening with Reef Assist, with the Gingandji Mandingalba Yidinji people are doing a fireweed and reef edge program at the moment. That's
yep.
going to help build the resilience.
It's good to hear the engagement of the First Nation people, traditional owners on the land. I mean, they are the professors of the land, aren't they, in regard to the work that they've done for 60,000 years?
Yeah, and we put a lot into combining both traditional ecological knowledge and Western science, because
yes.
that's the best solutions we can come up with. The people that are, you know, we have elders that report to us the changes they're seeing on the land. That helps us to understand what we all need to do together to respond.
So it is a team effort in regard to climate change, and that is affecting the rainforest of the world and Mother Earth itself, isn't it?
Absolutely, and whilst it's a global problem and emissions need to come down to fix it, at a local level, we've got to look at how we build the resilience. So we've got to manage those pests. We've got to revegetate areas to connect up wildlife corridors. We have to do traditional burning to make sure that the land is healthy. So we're trying with the whole of community to try and work out the best way to make things as resilient as possible while the world gets its act together.
Yes, exactly. I suppose it puts a spin on the so-called phrase that we've been using with the pandemic, we are all in this together, are we not?
Absolutely, and we'd like to flatten the curve.
Yes, exactly.
Climate change. They talk about flattening the curve of the pandemic. We need to flatten the curve of climate change emissions.
Exactly. So what can we do as individuals living amongst the rainforest? What can we do together to help?
Well, I think there's a number of things, like keep working with us to advocate for action on climate change. I think that that's really important, that mm-hmm. all communities who value the rainforest say, stand up and say we need to do something. We also need to, like, we're working with a whole range of people, keep working with us on applications to do on-ground projects.
Yep.
That's really important. Let us work with you on some of those applications, and so we can build the resilience of their area. Most of all, share knowledge, you know, increase our knowledge together so we can work out what to do together. And then later this year in June, we've got our next Rainforest Aboriginal Peoples Regional Forum, where people from across the whole of wet tropics come together.
Yep.
Rainforest Aboriginal people come and contribute and make your voices heard.
Okay, fantastic. So all this information on a web page, is that right?
Yep. You just Google Wet Tropics, State of the Wet Tropics Report, and you'll be able to see it all. We've got some tough challenges ahead of us, but we'll get there if we do it together.
Fantastic. Leslie, thank you very much for sharing. All the best to your team, your family. Stay safe, and we'll yarn soon, sister.
Thank you to you too, mate. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A deadly yarn there. That's the chairperson of the Wet Tropics Management, Leslie Sheriffs, and talking about the state of the rainforest, Mother Earth, and after the State of the Wet Tropics report released 2019-2020, and that was by the Wet Tropics Management Authority. It outlines the latest research about what is happening now and what will occur in the future, also to what is needed to address in regard to the rainforest. And the new report identifies climate change as the most significant threat to the rainforest of the wet tropics of Queensland World Heritage Area, and that is already impacting parts of the region. So we need to do our bits, come together, human beings, and protect Mother Earth. We need to do our bit. Have your say, Jan Upstrong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, that deadly number, 1-800-422-416.
Sing about life, sing about possibilities. You know you may be right, you and me will both be free. Talk about life, is anybody listening to the cry? So we try to do it right. Say it's our responsibility.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know you may be right.
You and me will both be free. You and me will both be free. Maybe time will tell for you and I. So let's wait and see. So we try to do it right.
As you remember it,
a young stockman used to ride a quiet pony round the countryside. In a native camp, he'd never forget a young black mother, cheeks all wet.
Yahweh, Yahweh, my brown skin baby, they take him away.
Between her thorns I heard her say, please man, take my baby away. From white man boss, the baby I had, why they take my baby away.
Station far away, the boy grew up with a new name. For his mother he searched in vain. Upon this earth they never met again.
of this land who cry. Tears of silence to shed for those who die. And in our heart, it is kept the sacrifice we all respect. Prayer, prayer, prayer.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning circle, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
Someone has that knowledge that we will have to learn. There'll come a time to find it when we know it's our turn. We can search through books, but inside we look to our Father's heart and soul, so we can pass that to our children for them to take a role. And then the land in which we live will look better than it did. For our mother's tribal songs, they'll ring on. Our forefathers, they'll sleep while their spirits rest in peace, knowing that their life and culture has survived. Has no path, and tomorrow's world, it all depends on now. And the decisions that we make and the actions that we take, they will influence our kids to show them how to make the world in which they live look better than it did. For their mother's tribal songs,
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Bagami Gurindi, me bendy down this country. Long time before Lord Westy, all about land belonging to me. Bagami Gurindi. Poor bugger black fella this country. Long time work, no wages we. Work for good old Lord Vasty. Little bit flour to guarantee. For good in ye from Lord Vasty. Ah, poor bugger me.
Poor bugger me, good in ye. My name Vincent Lingiari. Me talk all about Gurindji. Dagorago place for we, home for we, Gurindji.
But poor bugger black fella this country, government boss him talk long we. Fill your house with electricity, but that wife he'll for can't you see. What a creek belong to Lord Vasty. Oh, poor bugger me.
Poor bugger me, Lingiari, still me talk long, Gurindji. Dagorago place for we, home for we, Gurindji.
Poor bugger me, Gurindji, up come Mr. Prankardi. Up skull to and talk long we, give it and long, Gurindji. Build him house and plant him tree long, what he creek for, Gurindji. But poor bugger black fella this country, government law him talk long we. Can't keep it land long black fella see, only spoil him Gurindji. Oh poor bugger me Gurindji. Poor bugger me Gurindji, Peter Nixon talk long we. Buy your own land Gurindji, buy him back from Lord Vasty. Oh poor bugger me Gurindji. Poor bugger black fella Gurindji, suppose we buy him back country. What you reckon proper fee, might be flour to guarantee. From Gurindji to Lord Vasty, oh poor bugger me.
Across Australia, this is Callan Murray with the National Indigenous News. The head of the Aboriginal Legal Service of Western Australia says the 1991 Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody was a failure and disputes the number of recommendations said to be implemented. The comment comes ahead of the 30th anniversary of the Royal Commission's tabling of their report. A 2018 review of the implementation of the Royal Commission's recommendations found that 64% had been fully implemented, 30% partially, and 6% were not at all. Speaking to ABC's Hamish McDonald, Dennis Eggington said, there's no way that 64% of the recommendations have been implemented.
Not only has it failed, it certainly, I would question some of the statistics, Hamish, that people were quoting there. I don't think that there's anything like 64% of those recommendations that have been implemented.
He says the broader population does not know what happens inside prisons.
The prison systems are archaic and they're not entirely working in terms with the changes of society, you know, the betterment of society. And unfortunately, you know, people aren't getting rehabilitated, they're not getting educated, and with the large numbers of people, and, you know, you've got a lot of sick Aboriginal people inside of those prisons and they're not getting the health care they need. You're getting all kinds of issues like that. So the prison systems are really archaic and out of time and need to be reformed as well.
A travel bubble between Australia and New Zealand will begin from April 19, allowing Australians to enter New Zealand without going into hotel quarantine. While Kiwis have been able to enter Australia freely since October last year, it will be the first time quarantine-free travel both ways has been open this year. New Zealand PM Jacinda Ardern said the conditions for quarantine-free travel had been met, but warned travellers to be prepared for travel plans to be disrupted at the last minute.
But while quarantine-free travel to Australia and vice versa will start in a fortnight, it will not be what it was pre-COVID. While we absolutely wish to encourage family and friends to reunite and visitors to come and enjoy the hospitality New Zealand is ready and waiting to offer, those undertaking travel on either side of the ditch will do so under the guidance of Flyer Beware.
Protesters have tried to blockade a rail construction site at the controversial Carmichael Coal Mine project in central Queensland. Mirinda Ninyet has more.
The group of health workers called Health on the Frontlines is protesting the mine due to